The Marble Hill Church of God Seventh-day Fellowship presents The Way It Ought to Be, with the good news of the Kingdom of God coming to the earth and how you may prepare for it and avoid the calamities just around the corner.
This is Pete Hornbuckle with The Way It Ought to Be program. This world and our nation live with and under so many curses today and are so used to coping with them that we don't seem to be alarmed when others are added. We think that's just the way it is, and we can't do anything about it. Individually, we can't change things. Individually, we may not be able to move God to stop the curses. But if our nation would repent wholeheartedly, rend our hearts, not our garments, our pretense, claiming to be a Christian nation, then God would be moved to begin taking the curses from us and giving blessings. Yes, pouring out blessings on any nation that would obey Him. Then the day of the Lord, the day Jesus Christ began pouring out His wrath on the earth, would not be a dreadful time for any nation that would turn to God, or any individual for that matter, that would turn to God. We would look forward to that day, but under the circumstances of the earth today, being in rebellion against God's way of give, love, and peace, we won't welcome that day. We won't welcome the return of Jesus Christ. Neither will Satan and his demons. It's sad to have to say this, but it's so true that this world or this earth is in the possession of Satan, and mankind is on Satan's side. Man is an ally of Satan and his demons. Listen to that, my friends. Mankind as a whole is an ally of Satan and his demons. Neither Satan nor mankind want to turn this earth over to Jesus Christ, who is the rightful owner. Satan and his demon doesn't want their power of ruling the earth taken away. They aren't concerned about obeying God because their will is set not to do that. They set their will years and years and years ago not to obey God. They are concerned about losing their rule over man. Satan and his demons like to be served and worshipped. They even want God the Father, that is, and Jesus Christ, and the holy angels to serve and worship them. So being in charge of mankind, Satan will move man to try to fight Jesus Christ as he is descending to the earth to take it away from Satan. Now maybe you can begin to understand why Jesus Christ will pour out the wrath of God when he begins to prepare the earth for his return and to take it away from Satan, who has been the false god and still is the false god of man, whom man has served and worshipped for these 6,000 years, unknowingly in most cases. Mankind doesn't realize he is serving a false god. He is deceived into thinking he is either serving God Almighty or just doing it the way he wants to. Man thinks, if he isn't religiously minded, that he isn't serving anyone but himself. He doesn't realize that there's only two ways of life. One is God's way of give, the other is Satan's way of get. Those that claim to be Christian or religiously minded thinks they are serving God and Jesus Christ, but are they? Do they ignore the Word of God? Do they add to and take away from the Word of God? Do many just live by tradition that has been passed down through the centuries? Do they try to prove their beliefs and practices are truly based on the Word of God? Do you? Have you ever looked into the teachings of your church in comparison to the teachings of Jesus Christ and the New Testament church? You should. Have you ever wondered what Christ meant when he said, "Come out of her, my people"? Notice in Revelation chapter 18, verse 4. Notice what God had to say here. And this is at the time that Jesus Christ is pouring out his wrath, or beginning to, on this earth. Revelation chapter 18, and verse 4. And I heard another voice from heaven saying, "Come out of her, my people, lest you share in her sins, and lest you receive of her plagues." God will pour out his wrath on her for leading the world in the way of Satan. He's speaking of a great false church. Due to the fact that God said, "Come out of her," tells us that even those God calls in the 6,000 years of Satan's rule of the earth have been steeped in her and a part of her, whatever her is. The word her is used to connote a church, and in this case, a false church. The word woman is also used as a symbol of a true or false church. The 17th chapter of Revelation continues to tell us of the wrath of God being poured out on this earth, and it mentions some of the reasons that God will do what he will have to do to subdue man and bring him into subjection to God. Revelation 17, verse 1. Then one of the seven angels who had the seven bowls came and talked with me, saying to me, "Come, I will show you the judgment of the great harlot who sits on many waters. The time of the harlot's judgment is coming." God will see to that. The great harlot who sits on many waters represents a false religious organization ruling over many peoples. And notice what verse 15 of this same chapter, Revelation 17, verse 15, tells us. And he said to me, "The waters which you saw where the harlot sits are peoples, multitudes, nations, and tongues." In verse 1, the whore, or the harlot, being the apostate church that has made all nations spiritually drunk on her false counterfeit religion. Babylon is mentioned many times in the Old Testament as well as in the New Testament. It always carries the connection of confusion. In Jeremiah 50 and 51, chapters 50 and 51 of Jeremiah, were prophecies of the destruction of Babylon and the Babylon Empire by the Medes and Persians in the 5th century B.C., but is also a prophecy of the day God pours out his wrath on end-time Babylon and the city from which she reigns from and over, as well as a Babylonian mystery false religious system. In Jeremiah 51 and verse 6, "Flee from the midst of Babylon, and everyone save his life. Do not be cut off in her iniquity, for this is the time of the Lord's vengeance. He shall recompense her." God is telling you to come out of Babylon's false religion today and receive none of her plagues. God will destroy the physical headquarters as well as her mystery Babylonian counterfeit religion by which all nations have been deceived and made spiritually drunk. God will pour out his wrath on her, this false church. Notice what Revelation chapter 17 continues to say about this system. Revelation 17, verse 1 also said, "God will pass judgment for the last time on Babylon," meaning the whole system this world has built by following the Babylonian mystery religion. Then after that, true and pure religion will be ushered in, and a right system of truth, justice, and fairness will abound. But first, God will have to destroy this Babylonian mystery and all that embrace it. So it's very important for you to know God's word and to live by it, because God said, "Come out of her," and you need to understand what her is. And I'm trying to tell you from the pages of your Bible that God is speaking of a great false religious system. Now notice once again, Revelation 17, verse 1. "Then one of the seven angels who had the seven bowls came and talked with me, saying to me, 'Come, I will show you the judgment of the great harlot who sits on many waters.'" Just before and at the very day and hour Christ returns, he will pour out his wrath on the harlot, the false church, and the beast, and the false prophet. Verse 2 continues here, "With whom the kings of the earth committed fornication, and the inhabitants of the earth were made drunk with the wine of her fornication." Yes, spiritually drunk he is speaking of, in spiritual confusion. Yes, spiritually drunk to the point this world cares less about what God calls true and pure religion, true and pure worship of the true God. The leaders of the earth has accepted, even embraced, and hold in esteem the harlot, her daughters, and their false doctrine. The Bible says, "Prove all things." You can read that in 1 Thessalonians 5, verse 21, where it says, "Prove all things, hold fast what is good." Do we as a nation do that? Do you? Have you ever looked into the doctrine of your church? Most people just accept tradition as truth. For instance, You probably accept the first day of the week, Sunday, as the day you should go to church and keep holy, because that's when your church meets, and that is probably when your parents and your grandparents went to church. You have probably been told it doesn't matter which day you keep holy, as though God decided to scrap the true Sabbath, the seventh day of the week, which was and is the only weekly day He made holy. Now, God did make seven annual days holy, which can fall on any day of the week. One of them always falls on the first day of the week, but only once a year, and I keep it holy because God commands us to do that. Now, the Bible doesn't command you to observe the first day of the week, Sunday. Man has commanded that, and we grab that, we hang on to it as a nation, as a world, even though God didn't command that. God commanded us to observe the seventh day of the week, the day that He made holy at creation, and God hasn't changed that day either, and God will not change that day. Man has tried to change that day, and He has made mankind believe that God did it. But that's a false teaching, and we're talking about the false religious system out there, which God called her, the false religious system, the Babylonian system of religion. But it seemed we had rather listen and obey man than to listen and obey God Almighty. God says observe the seventh day of the week. We observe the first day of the week as a nation and as a world. We have a couple of booklets that you need to read, my friends, and they are, number one, North America Listen, and Does God Love the World Enough to Save It? You need to know what it says in this book, North America Listen. You need to know where we are as a nation, and you need to know where we're going. You need to know where we're going to wind up. And you need to read this book, and you need to read the booklet, Does God Love the World Enough to Save It? All you need to do to receive those booklets is just call us, the Marble Hill Church of God, at 573-238-3675, or you may email us at thewayitoughttobe@hotmail.com, or go online, order online, www.thewayitoughttobe.org. So call us, the Marble Hill Church of God, at 573-238-3675, and order your booklets today, North America Listen, and Does God Love the World Enough to Save It? This is Pete Hornbuckle on behalf of the Marble Hill Church of God. Thanks for joining us today, and may God help you to come out of her and begin to obey the true God.
Thanks for listening to Pete Hornbuckle and the Way It Ought to Be program, presented by the faithful members and co-workers of the Marble Hill Church of God Seventh Day. Located on County Road 300, one block north of the Cat Ranch in Marble Hill. Meeting Saturday, the Sabbath, at 2 p.m. You can listen to our previously recorded broadcasts or order free literature on our website at www.thewayitoughttobe.org. Or call us at 573-238-3675 or email us at thewayitoughttobe@hotmail.com. Our address is Marble Hill Church of God Seventh Day, Post Office Box 615, Marble Hill, Missouri, 63764.